This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, December 6th, 2019. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, union activists are at the United Nations COP25 Climate Change Conference in Madrid. Labour holds a conference to discuss what to do about Amazon. The Labour Start report about union events and singing.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever don't mean just sometimes.
This is Radio Labour. Labour activists are in Madrid attending a major UN conference on climate change. The conference, entitled COP25, is focused on making sure that UN climate conventions, including the Paris Agreement, are being implemented. I talked to Samantha Smith about climate change. Ms. Smith is the director of the Labour Movement's Just Transition Centre. I asked Ms. Smith why the Labour Movement is so concerned about climate change.
We think everybody should be concerned about climate change. And if we just look at some of the things that have happened recently with Hurricane Dorian, the wildfires that we're seeing in different countries, extreme heat events, for example, in France recently, you know, as the world gets warmer, heat is going to be an issue for every single person who's working outside. So that's everybody from people working in agriculture and forestry through construction, street hawkers, anyone who spends most of their workday outside is already being affected by climate change, and that is going to continue in the future. We also have a lot of people who are on the very front lines of disaster relief and emergency response, our first responders. These are people, firefighters who are fighting wildfires, people responding to floods. All of those workers are also directly affected by climate change. And then finally, the government response to climate change, the response of employers, this also affects our people. People's jobs are going to change as a result of trying to bring down emissions and adapt to climate change. And so we have to be ready for that. We have to be ready both for the impacts of climate change, the direct impacts, but also for the impacts on jobs.
You are the director of the International Labour Movement's Just Transition Centre. What is a just transition?
A just transition is our concept. It comes out of the labor movement, and over time, it's become increasingly linked to the response to climate change. And basically, it's about all of the things that need to happen, that workers, that employers, that governments and communities need to do in response to climate change that relate to the world of work. So just to break it down a little bit, it has three key parts. So the first part is that there shouldn't be any discussion about planning for climate change without having workers and their unions at the table and without looking at it through a lens of jobs, social protection, social security, all the issues that are important for the labor movement. The second thing is that a lot of people, when they think about just transition, they think that it's just about people who today are working in coal mining or coal-fired power. Regions that are very dependent on coal as, you know, for jobs, for tax revenue, for livelihoods, about all of the things that employers need to do, like retaining, retraining and redeploying workers, like governments putting in systems of income support, so unemployment insurance, proper health care, proper public services, diversifying regional economies. The last thing that it's about is the response to climate change is creating and will create even more new jobs and also change jobs that exist today. And so it's not a just transition unless the new jobs are good jobs. So in part, just transition is about reversing these trends of casualization, contractualization, informality of work, and making sure that a job installing solar panels is at least as good as the job that a coal worker has had before. It's important to think about this transition as being an actual transition. A lot of things need to happen now. So that means, for example, building the alternatives in low emissions power electricity, starting to change the steel industry, the cement industry, the plastics and chemicals industries, so that we use the low-emitting technologies we have today and people are trained to use them. Like, all of those things should be happening today, and almost all of those things would be actually good for workers and jobs if they were done right with proper labor standards and proper investments in good jobs.
The multinational corporation Amazon is too big, it mistreats its workers, and it needs to be better regulated. Those were some of the major issues that came out of a special symposium to discuss the company and its practices. The symposium, held December 2nd, 2019, was organized by the International Trade Union Confederation, Uni Global Union, and International Trade Unions. I talked to Christy Hoffman about the symposium. Ms. Hoffman is the General Secretary of UNI, the global union which represents workers in the skills and services sectors. I began my conversation with Ms. Hoffman by asking her to explain why her organization and the others decided there was a need for a symposium to discuss Amazon.
Well, UNI has been bringing together the unions that are organizing Amazon workers since 2014. And we've been fighting to organize workers against the anti-union opposition from Amazon, but also with, you know, extreme problems in the work sites of Amazon workers. Most recently, this came to light with a lot of information about how unsafe it is to work in the warehouses, the incredible pressure on workers, an unsustainable pace of work. We've been dealing with these issues and also the refusal of Amazon to engage in any comprehensive collective bargaining with any union in the world, apart from, to some extent, the Hollywood union. So we realized at a certain point that problems that workers face are not alone. The Amazon is in so many domains, mostly not anticipated by any set of rules that we have in the world today, and none of the rules that have come before, that these problems are central to our lives. They're central to social justice. They're central to democracy. You know, Amazon is really, its tentacles are everywhere, and that we can't win this fight alone, that we need to join together with other organizations and civil society, with policymakers, people who really care about democracy, and bring them together to look at some joint solutions. So that's why we decided that it made sense to organize a symposium across the really big themes that we face with Amazon, which is to say monopoly power, our data privacy, climate change, among a few other issues, tax avoidance. These are the kinds of issues that we wanted to talk about, that we did talk about in this symposium. And we think that by joining together, by bringing everyone together, that this is how we win with Amazon.
What are some of the solutions that came out of the symposium discussions about Amazon?
Well, you know, when it comes to monopoly power, there is a clear demand to break up Amazon. And by that, I mean, you can't have Amazon running the infrastructure, running the platform to sell products. Virtually no small businesses can sell their products online unless they work through Amazon. So they run the infrastructure, which they've developed, and at the same time, they sell their own products on the platform. So you can't be both the referee and the player at the same time. When it comes to the worker solution, look, they need to be willing to engage in collective bargaining with the workers of their own employees, but also the logistics workers. We're looking at different models of delivering packages, which put incredible pressure on the established package delivery models in place across the world. And Amazon increasingly wants to do a model which means that it's sort of an Uberization of package delivery, which is obviously really a race to the bottom when it comes to logistics. So when we look at workers, we need to have fair treatment of workers, social protection for everybody, collective bargaining, and this is something that's missing almost everywhere. As I said, except for Hollywood, Amazon is not engaged in collective bargaining anywhere.
Here with his report about union events is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Each day, Labor Start's volunteers collect hundreds of news items about workers and their unions from around the world in 31 languages. Here's a small sample of those stories. Our top stories sections included links to coverage of the general strike against pension rollbacks in France, the brutal repression of worker protests in Iran, and an admission that slavery is common in the Thai seafood industry. We also had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. We carried stories about wage strikes by university staff and water supply workers in Mexico and by Spanish rail workers. Strikes against rollbacks were being mounted by Peruvian mine workers whose walkout against wage cuts was deemed illegal by the country's court system and by British rail transport staff. Walkouts caused by ongoing government austerity policies were underway this week in Paraguay by municipal workers, and in Canada, where teachers struck for a day. A solidarity strike was organized this week by Ukrainian nuclear power workers in solidarity with their co-workers. This week, a solidarity strike was organized by Ukrainian nuclear power workers in support of their colleagues who were facing the sack. Attacks on basic labor rights provoked a response by Indian car parts plant workers in India, where 800 companies are threatening massive layoffs. Our Working Women pages, now available in 8 languages, included stories about how Taiwanese migrant workers in Australia are taking on gender harassment, Pakistani journalists facing femicide, and an analysis of the gender biases built into Nepal's migrant worker policies. The Free Health and Safety Newswire we offer in cooperation with Hazards magazine carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the horrific results of a survey of mental health amongst seafarers, the kickoff of a workplace violence campaign by healthcare workers in Uruguay, and the deaths of 18 Indian migrant workers in a factory fire in Sudan. Currently, Labor Start is running 3 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here is Ethan Greer with the Picket Line Song.
Told me what was right or what was wrong. Never taught me to play guitar, never taught me to write songs. One thing that she taught me I'll remember for all time, that's that you should never walk across a picket line.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever, don't mean just sometimes. Long live the union, cross my heart, hope to die. If I should ever walk across a picket line.
Took me to the factory where the workers were on strike. Company had called in staff to break the union's might. Mom went to the front and she addressed those greedy swine. Said, I dare any of you men to walk across the picket line.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever, don't mean just sometimes. Long live the union, cross my heart, hope to die. Why should I ever walk across a picket line?
One of them came forward and he had something to say. No woman will stand between me and one day's pay. I don't care about the others, I am taking what is mine. That you tried to walk across our union's picket line.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever, don't mean just sometimes. Long live the union, cross my heart, hope to die. If I should ever walk across a picket line.
Mom called him a dirty scab and gave him 2 pieces of her mind. She picked up and she threw every rock that she could find. And when he called the cops on her, she kicked his behind and said, that's what you get when you walk across a union's picket line.
Oh, I would never walk across a picket line. Solidarity forever, don't mean just sometimes. Long live the union, cross my heart, hope to die. I should ever walk across a picket line.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Art Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.